This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Okay, welcome back to Trivia Friday. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation coming forth. Forthwith.
You needed to give your two questions.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
That's all you got left?
Well, I got more, but I'm not giving them away for free. Work too hard.
Freedom's not
so
free.
Yeah, so we'll be giving them away at the end of the show. But I don't have to worry about that because you guys will add a third one. Doesn't matter if it's 20 after 11.
I still have three.
You're going to add it. You're going to have to a third one. I'm going to add one. I know we only got 7 minutes left, but I'm going to add one.
Wait, 11 plus 2 is 1. 9 plus 5 is 2. 20 after 11. Hold on here. Give me a minute.
All right, here are my two questions that have not been answered, obviously. The dish that consists of, here's what it consists of. Strips of beef, mushrooms, onions, sour cream sauce, served over noodles. What is that known as? It's a very popular dish.
Can you get that on a stick at the county fair? It'd be better to do it at a restaurant.
I would like to see somebody try to eat this on a stick. I'll tell you right now, that'd go viral. Here we go. The second question. The Beatles, the band, sold more records in the 1960s than any other band in the world. Who was the second best-selling band? And this is a household name.
And nobody remembers number two. Let that be a lesson to you kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they will. That's a good moral to teach Ed.
The only one that counts is whoever finishes first.
Or you're a loser.
You know what they said? My buddy said that you're like all these 5K, 10K. Yep. You got the winners, and then everybody else has also ran. I said, what? That's what it says in the paper. It says, and here's who also ran, and then they live.
Yeah, exactly. I said real quick about this. Wesley, who's on this show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, he has a little 10-year-old travel baseball team.
A real good team, and
they're a real good team. They're high level, and they're really good. But they played in a tournament against some other really, really good teams, and they got knocked down to the consolation tournament. So you have the winners bracket, you have the top six teams, and then the lower six teams, and so. One of the kids raised his hand, said after the game they had lost.
Yeah.
And Wesley said, well, they say we're going to be in the consolation
bracket.
And the kid raised his hand and goes, isn't that like the stars and the and the moon and
constellation?
It's like a scene out of a movie or something. So comedy show. Wesley goes, no, it's not. Constellation, it's consolation. And then Wesley said, to my point, he said, furthermore, this is what we used to call the loser's bracket.
Yes, you're not allowed to say so, that now. No, with everybody getting
so Wesley
trophy.
Said, we're not playing in the consolation bracket. We're going to play hard, try to win, but we're in the loser's bracket.
That's right. So you need to keep that in mind.
Not everybody gets the trophy.
Get out of that loser's bracket. Right.
So anyway, the constellation round.
I love it. Bracket. Constellation.
All right, let's go ahead.
Orion and the bear and all these others. Big Dipper, Little Dipper.
It was the first time half these kids had heard the word
constellation.
Constellation, you know. So anyway.
All right, let's go back to Oklahoma. And Andrew is on the line. Andrew. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Andrew.
Andrew, we've been waiting on you. Where you been?
I don't know. Around.
On hold.
Around.
Yeah.
Around.
Hey, you sound a little underwhelmed this morning. Let's give us a little more gusto, though. Yeah. Let's hear some more enthusiasm. School's almost out. It's about to be summertime, buddy.
Are you out of school or are you still in?
I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm out of school.
All right, where do you live in Oklahoma, Andrew?
Yeah, he already said.
I live in Arnett.
I think.
Arnett.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, ask, answer both, Andrew. Let's get this show on the road here.
Let's do both.
All right, let's do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The Inca.
All right,
there
good.
We
Thank
go.
You. Here's the question.
Inca Dinka.
Well, when Spanish explorers came to the New World, the Incas were centered in what modern-day nation?
Peru.
Peru.
Oh, nicely done.
Excellent job. Did you have to look that up? You like history? Did you know it? How'd you answer?
I knew it.
You knew it. Good for you.
So
Andrew,
the Spanish explorers, that's pretty fascinating. You've studied that. They would have migrated over from Mexico into South America?
Well, they did. They were in Mexico, and then they explorers went from there down into South America.
That's what I just said.
Central and South America.
Yeah, and you said,
well, I thought
yeah.
you were asking.
I was asking, but you confirmed it.
Yeah.
All right, but that's, man, they were.
A lot of those ruins are still there. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You talk about ambitious.
Well, and let me tell you, just, I mean, these conquistadors, they weren't really Spanish soldiers. They were like mercenaries.
And they were in it for the money.
And they conquered, like, the gold. The Incas were, they're like 3 million people. And because
living
of the,
there.
Yeah, and because of their weapons, 300 people, they were able to conquer it. And it's just, it's a fascinating story. You don't want
and
to get
then
into
you,
it.
But they did also went into North America, talking about the Spanish, Hernando de Soto.
Yes.
They went into North America. North America. Went into what is known as the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fascinating time in history
yeah.
there. Anyway.
You know, they still made their mark. There's a DeSoto County not far from where we're sitting, and then there was a DeSoto car. So yep. people were still thinking about it a little yep. bit.
Yeah, it was a band.
The DeSotos?
It was a banjo group.
That's pretty random. With a
I did stand up comedy one time. It was in Nebraska. I can't remember the state. And there was a polka band that was right in front of me. And I thought, I'm from Kentucky, living in Mississippi. And I thought, I could have lived 100 years and wouldn't expect to see guys in culottes with suspenders and a oompa oompa, you know, doing all this. That's just something I never
experienced.
Heard. Yeah, accordion, all that. I'd yeah. never heard that growing up in Kentucky or in Mississippi. And I thought, wow, they got a polka band, you know, doing yeah. this right.
And you had
me.
To follow that.
I had to follow that. So nothing against, there may be some polka folks listening right now.
But it's not funny.
It's very, very unique yeah. and interesting.
But it is hard for a comedian.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit hard to follow that.
Or Andrew's still there. You don't know that.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Andrew.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
What animal has the biggest eyes?
Oh,
what animal has? We've had this.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Andrew, so don't say yes or no.
Big bad wolf, right?
the better to see you with.
Right.
I think you're onto something.
Was it the ostrich?
The ostrich has the biggest eyes. I think even better, bigger than the
elephant?
Yeah, let's go with the ostrich.
What do you think, Tim? You okay
yeah.
with that?
All
right.
If you can ever get him pulled his head out of the sand.
Yeah. We're going with ostrich, Andrew.
Nope, the answer is giant squid.
Giant
squid
has the biggest eyes.
Well, is that? I guess that technically is an animal.
It's an animal. It's in the sea.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see it happening right now. Okay, read this line. All right, let's look at this lens. This is A. Now this is B. Let's look at it again. Here's right. A. Read that middle line and B.
Is that better or worse?
Yeah.
I always wondered about those people do that all day.
A lot
all
of pressure.
Day. Huh?
I'm not real decisive. That would make me, I'd say, well, that, and before I could even, let's look at it again. Click, there's
yeah.
A,
yeah.
click, there's B. Like, and you could hear in their voice, come on, I don't have all day. You got to pick one of these.
Right.
Pick one.
All right, Andrew, thank you.
Excellent.
It.
Excellent job.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Back to the phones, Ed.
And we're going back to Oklahoma.
We're going back to Oklahoma.
And looks like we got a couple. We have three more, I think, from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Day right here.
Yes, it is. Sooner.
Seth is on the line.
Couldn't have happened sooner.
Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Whatever takes
to. Hello, Seth. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Where do you live in Oklahoma, Seth?
Harmon.
Okay. Well, that's the second person from Harmon, I think. All right, Seth, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We're calling from different rooms in the house.
All right, both. Which one do you want to answer, Seth?
The second best selling band.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, the question, Seth, is in the 1960s, the Beatles sold more records in the in the world than any other band. But what band sold the second most records?
Is it The Wings?
The Wings is a, are you talking about Paul McCartney and The Wings?
Yes.
Okay. They were in the 70s. They would have been very popular, but that's not correct. But it's a good guess.
Yeah, so sure is.
Good guess for you. How old are you?
11.
All right, since you're 11.
He's got a lifeline.
I'm going to give you one more shot. Since it's not Paul McCartney and the Wings, you want to take one more guess?
No.
Okay.
All right, that's
well,
all
right. Listen, you got a question for us, Seth?
How long does it take a chick to hatch?
Well,
I'm going to say 30 days.
I have, you know how much, I have this much confidence. I have zero confidence. I have no idea.
I'm just guessing.
So you're talking about the gestation period for a
chick.
An egg.
Yeah.
Chicken egg.
I'm going to go 30 days. Tim, what say you?
Gosh, that sounds awful long. I'll say 20.
Well, I'm going to go 15.
Okay.
15, I 20, and
zero,
30.
Zero yeah. idea.
What's the answer, Seth?
Well, you got if you want an omelet.
21 days.
Way to go.
Days.
Good guess.
I said 20.
Yeah, good.
I said 20. Yeah. Seth, so.
What, do you got a robot in the background? What is that?
I was afraid he's getting tasered. I was going to call the DHS.
I think he's in a wood shop.
No.
What's that noise?
You getting
in the
a haircut?
It was a fan.
What is it?
It was a fan.
A fan.
A fan. Oh, okay.
An angry
right.
fan.
We have a lot of them.
All right, buddy. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Tell your parents thanks for listening to AFR.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, I said as promised, back to Oklahoma because Patricia has
Oklahoma
been waiting.
Day.
She's been patient. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Are you talking to me?
I am. We're talking to you, Patricia.
You talking to me?
Hi, Patricia. How many years did you live in New York City or Chicago?
Well, I've been to New York City many a times. My aunt used to live there.
We could tell when you said, are you talking
to
me?
I grew up in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
That explains it. Yeah. Forget about it.
But I was born in Pennsylvania.
All right, you've been around the country. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
I live in Ponca City now.
Okay.
How did you end up out there, if I can ask?
Well, my husband passed away 24 years ago. I wanted to go back to Atlantic City, but I couldn't afford to buy a home there.
Right.
So Oklahoma was the... I think God himself brought me here.
Amen.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that
because
land
I love
grab.
It here, and I've been the happiest here.
All right.
You know, it's interesting you should mention that. We have a dear friend, Allison, who's a big listener and supporter. She's 100 years old. She lives in Arkansas at a seniors facility, but she was raised in New York City, Brooklyn, and still has the thickest Brooklyn. But it's so funny to hear her talk and then
in Arkansas.
Yeah, calling from Arkansas.
Right.
Calling from Arkansas.
Where you parked the car.
Yeah, but she loves it there. And so anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Patricia.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Yes.
I'll try to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I'll take the easiest one. How about beef stroganoff?
Okay, the dish. Are you talking about the dish, right? The dish question. Okay, I'll ask.
You want to know the name of the sauce? It's stroganoff.
Okay.
Or the sauce.
Go ahead and repeat the question so people who don't know
have a little context.
Okay, and then Patricia can answer it. The dish. Well, she already has. The dish consists. This dish consists of beef,
mushrooms, sour cream.
You want to? You just do it. Go ahead, you just do it. Patricia, ain't no need for me to be here.
I all the time. I'm 81 years old, so I'm forgetting one item there.
You shut me down,
the onion.
Here we go. The dish consists of strips of beef, mushrooms, onions, don't interrupt me, and sour cream sauce served over noodles. is known as what? And Patricia got it exactly right.
Beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff.
Way and to go.
Nicely done, Patricia.
Nice to do that.
Hey, for an AFR t-shirt, Trivia Friday t-shirt, do you know any of the background of that, Patricia?
Oh, I would love a t-shirt.
Well, spell stroganoff, and we'll give you a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Stroganoff.
Yeah.
Strongoff.
You did phonics there, what you did. I understand what you did, but listen.
Good try.
I think, hold on a second. I may have been premature here. Okay, there's two, actually there's two spellings.
Oh, there are.
I think she got one of them right, Patricia. What did you say your first spelling was?
Strongoff.
No, you messed it all up right there. That's.
I think we need to send her a T-shirt because you're just abusing her on air.
I'm abusing.
I'm 81 years old. You're making me forget what I'm thinking about.
Okay. We're gonna, for being a good sport,
she is,
Patricia,
that's
we're gonna send you an AFR Trivia Friday T-shirt that you can wear. Okay, beef stroganoff is a Russian dish, and it came from the stroganoff family.
Sure, it did.
So that survived since the 19th century, but that's where we get the name from.
Stroganoff.
And wow. It's spelled, the Russian spelling is Strogonov.
Stroganoff.
But the English, we do it Strogonoff, which is phonic, stroganoff. But it's Russian. It comes from...
who knew?
Yeah.
Yavol.
But anyway, it's also delicious.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. That's good eating.
Patricia, what's your question for us?
Oh, it's been so long, I think I forgot. Okay.
Okay. You're killing me, Patricia.
Go ahead, Patricia.
Okay.
You got 5 seconds or we're taking the shirt back.
No, we're sending you a shirt.
Well, John Wayne, I have loved for many a years.
Yeah.
I remember when he passed away, broke my husband's heart. I remember you asked a question one time. You know, I have always known him as Marion Michael Morrison.
John Wayne.
And one time you asked a question about... a man, John Wayne's first name or something like that. But you said Marion Jack Morrison. And so I never called to answer that because you were asking who that was.
Okay, Patricia.
And that was John Wayne back then.
What is your question?
Right. Marion was the first name, yeah.
Do you have a question?
How was John Wayne of... discovered.
How was he discovered? As an actor, okay.
He was in radio, I think. And he was in something about the Gipper. I don't know. You better tell us quickly.
I think you stumped us.
Yeah, what's the answer quickly, Patricia?
Yeah. He was a baseball player, or football player.
Okay.
Really? So they discovered him as an actor on the football field?
Yeah.
That is great.
It was basically his size.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Patricia, stay on the line so they can get your address. We're going to send this shirt to you.
Going to put you on hold.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Well, that was fun.
We'll give you your name and address, and we'll get that T-shirt in the mail to you.
Who's next?
All right. I promised... Oklahoma.
Good
again.
Night. What is
and
this?
Cindy is
Oklahoma
on the line.
Hit the Trivia Friday jackpot today, didn't
you? Cindy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you. I got in. I'm so happy.
You did. Just
bless you.
Just under the wire here.
Cindy, yeah. Did you know any of those other two people from Oklahoma that were on the line?
No, sir. Sir, I did not.
Isn't that what people do? If you meet somebody from Mississippi or somewhere, they'll say, well, do you know Bill who lives in?
Right.
You know, like, what's the chance of me knowing that person?
Four hours.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty
all right.
good.
All right, Cindy.
And
ask.
I was on here.
Yeah.
This is my second time to be on here. Okay. I was on here a few weeks ago. My first time caller, I'm from Pocola, Oklahoma, which is right outside of Fort Smith, Arkansas. I told you my father was from Tupelo area,
yes.
from
oh,
Amory.
Yes.
Okay. There was a little story I didn't get to tell y'all. When I was born, and I was born in 54, I know I'm telling my age, but in that summer, we had went to visit my dad's family in Amory, and there was a musical going on. There was going to be at the football field, there was going to be a singer. It's going to be Hank Snow. My mother wanted to go really bad to see Hank Snow. We went there. I was a baby. Elvis was with him. And my mother had to write Elvis's name down on her hand so she could remember that name. He held me when I was a baby.
Wait, Elvis held you as a baby?
Are you talking about it was a concert in Amory, Mississippi at the high school football field? Okay. What year would that have been? Do you know?
That would have been 55, the summer of 55. Okay. 54, I believe. 54. Then they saw him again in 55 in Dallas, and he was with Johnny Cash. And Jerry Lee Lewis. That was when he did his little stint with those
how
guys.
How fun.
Yeah, what a great memory.
Who can say that Elvis Presley held them as a baby?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, now, were you a baby or was Elvis a baby at the time?
Thank you,
Cindy, for being kind and laughing at my joke. These guys just groaned.
We're running out of time here.
Yeah, we are. We're running out of time, Cindy, so ask, answer, or do both.
What about the moon? I'm going to answer the moon.
All right, here's the question. Jupiter has how many moons? It's a multiple choice. 5, 25, 45, or 95? What say you, Cindy?
I'm going to take the guess because I know it has a lot, and I'm going to go with the most, which is 95.
That is correct.
Wow.
Jupiter has 95.
So when they say it's a lunar eclipse, it means nothing to these people.
It means nothing. Happens every other day.
It means nothing.
Oh, got another lunar eclipse this afternoon.
Cindy, do you have a question for us quickly?
Yes, quickly. I will stay with the John Wayne theme. John Wayne had a stuntman who became his best friend, and he was also tied up. He was invested partners with his ranch in Arizona. He came from Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and he was a rodeo star also. Do you know the name of that actor?
I don't. Do you
guys? I don't.
We're almost out of time. Cindy, go ahead and tell us.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
The actor Ben Johnson or just
the... Yes, the actor, Ben Johnson.
Oh, wow.
He was a stuntman.
Okay.
Yeah, and he went to California. Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Hey, we better give our answers. Yeah. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you, Cindy. God bless
How
you.
Cindy.
That is fascinating.
David and Max, we apologize from Texas. Texas tried to make it in on the show today. But if we'll get their names, we'll call them next week and get them on the air with us.
All right, I have one question remaining. What is the dot over the letter I and J called?
Tittle.
Tittle. That's it. That's all I got.
African safaris, big five, lion, leopard, rhino, elephant, and African buffalo.
Ooh.
True or false, African elephants, the biggest land animals, eat up to 375 pounds of vegetation
daily. I think
it's
probably more than that.
It's true. And then who in the book of Esther, who was her cousin that raised her?
Mordecai.
Tim, what have you got?
All mine were answered. All three of mine.
Well, what about the band?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That was the
second most best-selling band in the 1960s was who?
I'll say Rolling Stones.
Don't know. Eagles.
The Beach Boys.
The 60s. That's
right.
That
was the mystery question.
That was a mystery question.
Hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget our troops, the ones who died for our freedom.